Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Keith Hilbert. We are broadcasting live actually today from the Imogene Theater, and this is Pensacola Business Radio. We took a field trip today, and I've got three very patient people sitting around the table with me this morning, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but this will be broadcasting live from here all day today, and we're going to have a lot of the Milton folks and businesses in through here in this beautiful theater that is over 100 years old, and hopefully we'll make my voice sound a little bit better. So, Ron, please, by all means, take it away.
Good morning. My name is Ron Scott. I'm with ABC Supply Company Incorporated. We're the largest roofing supply distributor in the United States. We were founded in 1982 by Mr. Ken and Diane Hendricks out of Beloit, Wisconsin. We service all residential and commercial roofing materials, as well as windows and doors, pavers, and siding products.
You're a busy man then.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm Kim McCarthy, and I own and operate the Copper Possum Antique Mall.
Which I think is the coolest name ever.
Thank you. And we've been open 18 years. We are open 7 days a week and close 3 days out of the year.
Only three?
Yes.
You're addicted to your love to your, for work, aren't
you? Passionate.
Awesome.
My name is Chris Cunningham. I'm with Elliott and Cunningham CPAs in downtown Milton. I've practiced for the last 30 years in Pensacola, Florida, and moved to Milton and teamed up with John David Elliott last December. We do corporate taxes, partnerships, audits, reviews, estates, trust, just about everything you can imagine for corporations and nonprofits. Because there's so much involved in public accounting, it's really tough to be able to put your hands around the entire project. So what we do at our office, we let John David, and we got staff also, basically work on the 1040s and trust and estates. And my forte is audits, corporate taxes, and partnerships.
You have an exciting life, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I have an accountant very near and dear to my heart, and as boring as I think it is, she absolutely loves the challenge.
Actually, what it is, I had an accountant tell me years ago, and it makes sense to me. He said, Chris, you know, accounting is a task-oriented effort. You're able to pick up a finite project.
Yeah.
It's going to be different from the last one. You finish it, you get a feeling of accomplishment, and you go to the next one. So it's really not a boring job like people would think.
But it's not like instant gratification like mowing the yard, though, right? It takes
a
little while.
If you get something that's really a difficult project and you get it out of the door and it's correct,
yeah,
there's some satisfaction there.
All right. Okay. I'm going to take your word for it. Everybody needs CPA, right?
Yeah, for me, cutting the grass is not a sense of satisfaction.
Oh, man. For me, it's instant.
Sense
you know,
of misery.
It's tall when you start and it's done. Where you go row by row, and my OCD just loves it. So, I want to thank all three of you for being here this morning and being my guinea pigs for the first show, right? Where we get to do all the technical difficulties and stuff. But, really want to get into, let's highlight in some of your business and you know, what you do. And Ron, we just met because you're a new ambassador for the Pensacola Chamber. You're welcome, by the way. That was my vote that worked.
Appreciate that.
I'm just kidding. It was all of us. It was unanimous. We grilled you pretty good. So I feel like I got to know you a little bit more than the average person. But this has not always been your line of profession. Is that true?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I started as a police officer. In Oklahoma, back in 1982.
Yeah. What part of Oklahoma?
Around Tulsa.
Yeah.
In 1985, I moved to the state of Texas, Irving, Texas, to be specific. Spent my career there. My education background was to be a teacher and a coach, and I chose to follow my father's footsteps and be a police officer instead. So, ironically enough, the last 5 years I was a police officer, I was actually running the police academy for Dallas County Community College, and I was teaching and coaching.
Very cool.
So I filed that away in 2000, wanted to try something different. So I started selling cars, Lexuses and Land Rovers, high-end stuff.
All right, at least they were high-end,
Sure.
And that was a culture shock, though, wasn't it?
It was. You know, I'm not a suit and tie kind of guy, so I moved over to selling Fords. Did really well.
Yeah.
Met a guy that had some health issues and needed to sell his business, which happened to be an insulation mm-hmm. business. And so I bought that business. My wife retired from Delta Airlines as a flight attendant and joined me. We ran that business for 10 years.
Wow. You've been busy, man.
Sure. We bought all of our materials from ABC Supply in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I had a very deep business partnership with them for 10 years.
Sure.
They treated me and my wife as gold. And that's when I really learned that they were much deeper than just somebody out there to take my money.
Yeah.
So we went on many cruises, many trips with them. And when I sold that business in May of 2015, I came to Pensacola, Florida to semi-retire.
And, yeah, that didn't last long, did it?
It didn't last long. From May until January, I was retired and went to the local branch in Pensacola, met with Mr. Chris Tate, the branch manager there, and told him that I wanted to go to work. So he put me in the position as business relations manager. And so my responsibilities there are just making sure that our top customers are treated the same way I was treated for 10 years.
So, okay, so this is the world I live in, which is not your world at all. I guess when you're contractors or roofers or you do this professionally, you don't just go to Lowe's and load up the truck with roofing tile or whatever you need?
Well, you could.
Right?
But you'd
lose your butt and money, though, right?
You would. You know, the Lowe's and the Home Depot's great companies, you know, they are box stores.
Sure.
They're corporately owned. We are privately held, which gives us the ability to deliver one-on-one personal relationship transactions every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ron, so, if I can throw in there another sure. thing also, I worked on throughout the years many, many construction contractors, and I would think that that's probably where you guys are geared. I mean, a person goes in the Lowe's, picks up a little
bit. Yeah, it's the homeowner, right? Just doing a couple of things.
I mean, if you're going to build a $20 million building, you're going to hook these guys, going to give you a better price.
Sure.
Right.
So basically, that's who you cater basically sure. to contractors.
So I come to it you is. To buy pallets worth. Whereas
correct.
You go to Lowe's to buy one or two.
we run 11 power equipments, ranging from semis with 53-foot flatbed trailers mm-hmm. to 26-foot box trucks, 5-ton conveyor trucks, 5-ton crane trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when we deliver, it's usually a big-time project. Yeah. So
do I just come down to the store and kind of mosey around and decide what I want, or do I order online? How does it work?
You can do either or.
Can I order some and ship it to a buddy of mine?
We do that all the time.
Okay.
Somebody from...
what if he's not expecting it?
Well, if he's not expecting, somebody's got to pay the bill.
Yeah, right?
You know, but we focus on really being focused on the business relationship with somebody. You know, if somebody's got a project going on, obviously we want to sell you the material, but we want to be involved in that project so that we can make sure that if there's something that someone has missed along the
right.
the way, we can pick up the slack and make sure we get it filled in. So
is it kind of like your own sort of personal contractor shopper, right? I mean, you got somebody kind of along the ride with you, making sure the nuts and bolts fit and all that
good
stuff.
It is. You know, the guys that we have inside sales guys that are very knowledgeable in the different fields that we service. And so when you come in and order materials for a project, they've got a list of things. They go right down mm-hmm. That list. And if they notice that something was left out from your order, they'll go ahead and remind you
yeah.
that you're going to need it.
So I was thinking, because on my way to work every day, I drive across that 3-mile bridge, right? And they're
right.
building the new one. And I thought, I see those guys out there just working their butts off in some probably not nice conditions. It's hot.
Right.
It's wet. If you forget something, it's 2.5 miles on to shore.
Right.
And I thought, man, you got to make sure you got your P's and Q's and, you know, ducks in a row.
Sure.
So, and I've watched all the barges, you know, go out there and supply barge after barge after barge. And I'm just thinking the massive amount of materials it takes to build a bridge, let alone a building or, you know, any kind of construct or stadium or something like that. So, just didn't, before I had met you, I didn't even, my head didn't even wrap around that kind of world, you know? So thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
So one of the things that I remember us talking about during, or you talking about during the ambassador thing we were doing for the chamber was that, who's the gentleman that you work with that's moving now to Jacksonville?
Mr. Chris Tate.
Yeah. So you said he was a younger guy and he was doing some pretty cool, innovative things with the company. And so much so that corporate was like, this isn't what we normally do, but let's run with it because it's working. And then maybe we can apply it to the rest of the corporation. And I thought that was kind of really cool. And being the young entrepreneur guy that always wants to hear the new tips and tricks and hacks, it just sparked my interest. So can you elaborate a little bit on what you guys have been doing?
Sure. Yeah. You know, Chris Tate did his training in management with the Jacksonville ABC branch there, which is the legacy branch of our company that's store number 50. So it's about 3 times larger branch than the Pensacola branch is. And like I said, he's a young guy, thinks outside of the box. ABC gives each of their branch managers the autonomy to do whatever they need to do. I mean, literally, they can do anything they need to do to make the transaction happen. So having that power and not being handcuffed really allows them to flourish on their own. And, you know, we have over 700 branches nationwide. So there's a lot of branch managers. There's a lot of people involved.
A little bit of competition.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, with Chris, you know, being a young guy, I came in, he could have been my son very easily. So I am the oldest person at the branch at 54. So he allowed me the opportunity to, you know, bring that experience and kind of mentor the younger associates of the store. But he also gave me the autonomy and the latitude to immerse our business into the community.
Yeah.
It was a passion of his. And again, at 32, he hadn't had the opportunity to see that work.
Yeah.
So, you know, joining the chamber, becoming an active member of the chamber was important. When I report back to him on some of the people that I've met, some of the things that I've done with the chamber, it really makes his heart feel good that we were able to do something like that.
Yeah. And so my understanding was the position you have was entirely created for just this, right? So you got like the backdoor good buddy, like sweet job, man.
Yeah. My job doesn't exist in any of the other branches, in the company nationwide. Yeah.
Do you think it will soon?
That was a goal of his, at the end of the year. We built the model together. We knew some of the things that we tried would work and some of them may not work. So at the end of the year, we were going to do a final, recap, define the things that were successful and the things that maybe were not as successful. And at that point in time, introduce it to the corporate officers to see if it could be a position that was spread out nationwide. Very similar to what an ambassador with the chamber does.
Yeah. Well, you're going to fit right in, man. So thank you for being here today.
I appreciate you having us.
If anybody's interested in the company or wants to get any more information, where can we send them to?
We can, the actual physical location of the branch is at 3100 North Palafox. It's right there at Palafox and Fairfield. We do have a website. I'm sorry. We have a Facebook site, which is ABC Supply Pensacola, Florida.
Yep.
I do post everything that we're doing on that Facebook page. So it's updated and, yeah. and pretty regular. And I would encourage everybody to go there and take a look and see some of the things that we're doing.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, stick around for a minute. We're going to hear a little bit about this copper possum.
Okay.
So, look, my timer's going off. See? Okay. So Kim, lay it on me.
Okay.
Copper possum. Just start from the beginning.
Okay. Well, we have we're located just east of downtown the historic district mm-hmm. over the Blackwater River on Highway 90, 7060 Highway 90.
Nice.
My building was built in the 1940s, and we've renovated it. It's just under 10,000 square feet. And how an antique mall works is we lease square footage to antique vendors, and we have an agreement as to what type of inventory is allowed in the store. So when you as a customer come in, you're not looking at all one style of stuff. You make one stop, and it's so much more interesting because you'll have someone with old tools. You'll have someone with beautiful furniture and this and that and the other. So it's just a fascinating business. I advertise on I-10, big billboards, eastbound and westbound, have done so for 18 years. And as has been the plan since day one, it has been huge to really grow my business and be well known throughout the Southeast.
So when they come in, do they say, hey, we saw it on the billboard?
A lot of times they do.
Yeah.
A lot of times they do. And once somebody decides, hey, let's take a break and let's go visit that place, on our trip, they're like, wow, this is so cool. And we see a lot of the same people year after year. When they take their trips or and they can't wait to come back. So it's really fun.
You're a destination, huh?
Actually, I am.
That's pretty cool.
I am a destination business, but I will say this about the industry that I'm in. It's the kind of business that people will seek you out and come there. Mm-hmm. But if there are a cluster of antique places together, mm-hmm. it is more of a draw. So I've always supported other antique places to open because here's what I've always said. You can only eat 3 meals a day.
That's right.
But you can antique shop all day long.
Well, and, I'd say one of the things like New Orleans, mm-hmm. I love because there's two full city streets.
Yes.
That's nothing but antiques.
Yes.
And you're right. When there's one, you just keep walking and keep going because it's just fascinating to see mm-hmm. what's inside the buildings and stuff. So what qualifies as an antique? Is it like something made yesterday or like?
People have different opinions about that. There's that word vintage,
uh-huh.
which vintage has a very
cheap,
broad,
old and broken.
broad meaning. It yeah. just means not new. And antique, I will not label anything personally antique unless it's like turn of the century.
Okay.
So to me, and some people's rule is 50 years, some people's rule is 100 years. So it kind of varies depending on who you're talking to.
Do you have to get it like certified? Yeah, are you like a, can you like stamp it and approval
no,
and all that?
No, but when you've been around things and handled them for so long, you can go, okay, well, that was made in the last 6 months or yeah, that's yeah. definitely turn of the century. You can really tell when you've handled a lot of stuff,
yeah.
you can really tell.
So do you do a lot of internet sales as well? Can people find stuff that way?
We don't, but we have a huge presence on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook and like us, Copper Possum Antique Mall, myself and one other gal, we try to do daily really interesting stuff that's come in. We'll do a little bit of history on certain things and we know what kind of the hot item of the day is,
yeah.
what people are really looking for.
So will you ship if somebody calls?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Kim, so, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Like a furniture store or let's say jewelry, I mean, it's negotiable when you go in there. I mean,
At times, it depends.
Negotiable?
Depends on the vendor and the item.
Okay, because
but our job is to make it happen if we can.
Okay, because several years ago, my wife and I was on Royal Street in New Orleans, and we're looking at this about King Henry the 14th chairs and stuff, and I'm looking at the price tag on it, and the guy comes over, and I'm there like, where's the decimal point here?
Doesn't have one.
120 grand, and mm-hmm. I was thinking 1,200.
You probably sold too.
120 grand.
So one of the best stories I've heard antique wise is Quint Studer, who is part owner of Duh. There was a mirror hanging up there for $500, and it was an old antique mirror, right? And on the mirror was written in with an Expo marker $500, and it sat there for like a year and a half, right? Quint walked by one day and as a joke put a one in front of the five. It sold in an hour and a half later.
Really?
I swear. It's one of the best stories I've heard.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
It's crazy. It's like people have that. It has to be expensive. Wow. Otherwise, it's not antique, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and everybody has a different perspective on that. So,
what's your hot deal for today? Or did you have one before you got here?
I've seen a lot of trends over the years as to what is the hottest selling thing. Mm-hmm. From when we started 18 years ago, it's totally different today. The younger people are really passionate about something that's not incredibly old, but Pyrex cookware has become a super hot item.
Yeah, I think, is it because the new stuff isn't made like the old stuff?
Well,
was it just
from your childhood. Yeah. And it's just become the hot item to have. We sold a single small bowl the other day for $69.
That's crazy. And I'll go clean out my cabinets right now.
I was so excited because she didn't have that piece. And it added to her collection.
Right.
And it's just that passion about it. So that's what the younger people, they're not really into the more formal stuff anymore. So I'm hoping that will swing back. Because you can pick up really formal table settings and the crystal and the flatware. It's not the hot item right now. It's the more casual
Very cool.
things.
So what do you think is... Oh, tell me some of the unique things that are in your shop right now other than Pyrex.
Okay. Well, we do have some cool old tools. And one of the neatest things we've had recently, which has sold, but it was... solid cast iron from the late 1800s.
Wow.
It was shaped like a UFO. Okay, so imagine round, kind of flat, mm-hmm. up on legs with a crank handle. You open the door, and inside are these copper buckets that spin as you crank it. It was a tester for the level of fat in cow's milk.
Wow.
And the piece was just phenomenal and very cool. And nobody around here had seen one. We don't have a lot of dairies in the area. But in researching the piece, I learned a little tidbit that each cow can produce a different ratio of fat in their milk. So you would need to test it to know what this cow produced versus this cow.
So how did it work? They just put it in there and then they spin it and see what
how the fats separate it. Kind of like how you do blood work and mm-hmm. stuff in a lab. And it's just really a cool thing.
Yeah.
Keith, you know, I'm from Southwest Louisiana. And how we used to pasteurize our milk chem, we take two of those gallon glass things and take a red shop rag and just pour it from one jug to the next one. Through
the see how much
rag.
Was left.
And now
nice.
The beauty of it after that is you would scrape that cream and put that instant chocolate stuff in there.
It's clotted cream.
On the stove. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. It's like cheesecloth.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, do you ever have, like, American Pickers stop by or any of those?
No, they were in town.
I heard.
And listen, that news spread like wildfire.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, my God, they've, you know, got to come by. But they try to come in and leave town really quickly and be
before
very
they get
stealth.
Mobbed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, our phones were ringing and we were, oh my gosh, where are they now?
Right.
You know, kind of thing. It was pretty exciting.
So do you go around and like, do you drive down really scary dirt roads to find really cool stuff?
I try not to, but sometimes there's this thing called the antique emergency.
Yeah.
And you get a call from somebody. It's like, Kim, you have got to come over here like right now. And that's, you drop everything. Sometimes it's timing.
Yeah.
And I had to get to an appointment yesterday morning, but I'm like, okay, I got the call. I have an hour. I can run down there an hour, get home, get cleaned up, and make my appointment. But I got to move fast. So, man, I was digging through the truck and, you know, moving really fast. But you got to do it. It's all timing to get
right.
the great stuff.
Sure.
And but I'll tell you, this has been one of the most interesting businesses because every day I learn something new. Because every customer that walks in the door is interested in something different.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something you don't know about, they'll educate you. And so no 2 days are the same. Your inventory is never the same.
Right.
Because it sells every day and the vendors are bringing in new stuff. So it's a constantly evolving landscape. Actually, what
I did...
It's like
the best history class ever.
What I used to do before this business... I was in public accounting.
You got out of that one. Good
for
you.
But now I hire him.
Yeah. There you go. Well, cool. So, okay. So if anybody's interested in wanting more information, we send them to your Facebook page?
Yes. That is a great way. You can message us on our Facebook page and we will respond.
So what's the face? Is it Copper Possum?
Copper Possum Antique Mall.
Hey, spell possum for those that don't know how.
Yeah, we like do P-O-S-S-U-M, and we on purpose leave the O off because we felt like that would be less confusing and more interesting.
I mean, that's how I spell possum.
Yeah, or come see us because we're open 7 days a week.
Wow.
10 a.m.
Yeah,
to 5 p.m.
Huh?
Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday from 12 to 5. I'm not there every single day, but I'm in and out and work mostly the weekends.
Yeah, it's very cool. Well, thank you for hanging out
with
us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Very interesting life for the last 18 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chris, follow that up with numbers,
this
man.
This may not be so interesting, but just a little background information.
Yeah.
I started working in public accounting 32 years ago. The day after I graduated from college, I worked for a large firm in Southwest Louisiana.
And that's you have to do that for your CPA license. Was that the same way back then?
You have to have 2 years internship with
right.
a public accounting.
And was it the same way? It was the same way then too. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I stayed on the road for about 2 years down there. Of course, met a gal, and she was from Gulf Breeze.
And here
I
you
are. The outdoors, and I saw the fishing pier.
Yeah.
And so then, okay, I'm coming to Gulf Breeze, and I've lived in Santa Rosa County for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
I teamed up with an accounting firm in Pensacola, medium to large for that area.
Mm-hmm.
Worked there for 30 years. Decided, and I have been living in Santa Rosa County the whole time. So I decided that, well, you know what, I'm just going to do my own thing. And instead of risking my life on Interstate 110 and I-10 and this construction stuff, mm-hmm. I'm going to just go ahead and team up with John David Elliott. Now, JD, which we call him, he started this firm as a very young guy 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, oddly enough, I had some exposure to him because he did work with us some in the early years. And he's just a great guy. He's excellent at personal income taxes and trust and estates. My gig is audits, corporate taxes, partnerships, reviews, that type deal.
Yeah.
The difference between my life in Pensacola and my life here in Milton is that
you got a passport with more stamps on it.
A massive drop in blood pressure. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's about what the extent of that is. Now we still get busy in tax season. We've got 7 full-time accountants and a couple of folks that come in part-time. I'm fixing to hire 2 more. I've got a large base of clients that has come with me from Pensacola.
Sure.
Because nowadays with the internet, I mean, there is no such thing as these physical barriers or geographical barriers that we used to have. I can get it scanned and sent to me. I get clients in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, it just doesn't matter anymore.
You know, as you've moved out here, business is starting to grow out here, isn't it?
It's growing out here. But one of the things that I've noticed is that if you have any kind of complexities, when I worked in Pensacola, I did the nasties, just about the nasty work. And it takes a lot of experience in certain individuals to do that. And you have to have that exposure to know how to do that type of work. Well, what I've learned is, and even when I was over there, we've got some quality businesses in Milton that don't realize that you've got a public accounting firm right downtown here that can do anything. Now, I'm not going to go work for a hospital or nothing like that, but I don't care how large. You know, I've worked on $60, $70 million construction companies a year in sales, many car dealerships with hundreds of millions of dollars.
Sounds like you two need to become friends, start passing some referrals, man.
They just don't need to bring it to Pensacola. We can do it right here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, if I can interject.
Go ahead.
My husband and I, we each have separate businesses, and our personal tax work, we have used Chris for years. And when he was in Pensacola, we followed him with our business over here. And he doesn't just produce the product. He's very creative in the planning, and he's come up with ideas. Hey, did you know you should do this and do that? And
yeah, everybody wants the trick.
You need that. It's what you seek in a tax preparer, because it's all about maximizing your opportunity to save your taxes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that I notice is that when I work with folks, you know, I take it personally. I work with conviction.
Yeah.
So in other words, I feel what I'm doing. And I mean, when I can make them succeed, I feel that same success.
Sure.
When they're suffering, I'm suffering. And usually because we develop relationships. I noticed where it was turning to in Pensacola, even with some of the other larger, the real larger firms. I mean, the focus was strictly on money.
Sure.
Strictly on
sure,
money.
Sure, turn and
I'm
burn.
I'm here to make a living, okay? But not at
that's
all
that's the
cost.
Nature of public accounting from what I understand, right. though. I mean, that's a hard road to plow
It's a hard road to plow, but you don't make money at all costs. You don't win at all costs.
Yeah.
Okay? So I want to develop those relationships where, and then it's reciprocal because then, you know, then they'll go ahead and tell you what you need to know to be able to do your job right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just worked out good.
Yeah.
JD operates the same way.
So let me ask you a question or maybe a tip or trick then, because, you know, I live in the entrepreneurial world in where our studios is. We're in an accelerator and a collab. And of course, being with Business Radio X and some of the other stuff that we have our fingers into, it's a lot of the startup companies and a lot of the new guys who, honestly, they know they probably need a CPA, but they don't realize how important you need it, like, from day one, right?
So, that's correct.
And let's face it, startups, we don't always have the money to pay the CPA. It's either keep the power on or pay the CPA. Well, we're going to keep the power on, and we're going to try to do the math ourselves, right? So for those that are in that kind of situation, what do you recommend?
There's an approach to that, okay? First off, when I get a new business, and I've really been surprised coming to Milton, have picked up many new clients.
Yeah, actually. I'm sure.
First off, I sit them down and tell them everything that they need to do. And I don't charge them for that. I mean, I've been there too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't charge them for that. But the critical thing is that if you don't know what to do and you feel there's any kind of complexity there at all, pick up the telephone and call somebody. Because damage control is much more severe
and much more expensive.
Getting it right to begin with.
Yeah.
And I'm just, a lot of accounting firms, they might just, every time you get a phone call, they're like a lawyer. Nothing bad to say about lawyers now, but they're going to pop you with some time. I look at it a little bit differently. If you're going to call me and ask me a question and I can guide you in the right direction, that's going to save me some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to save me some time and you some money.
So
go reach out to the people. I mean, don't let money be a constraint. You just say that right up front. Look, I'm starting off. I don't have a problem. I've been doing that for years.
If somebody wanted to reach out to you, where do they call or where do they go?
They go to Elliott and Cunningham, our website. It's got our telephone numbers on it.
ElliottCunningham.com?
Yep. Yep.
And you got Facebook too? Everybody's got Facebook, right?
Or take a nice little stroll up North Willing Street.
Just a few doors up from North Willing Street. We were awarded the best of the Bay this past year.
Congratulations.
That was surprising in itself.
Yeah.
But I'm taking.
Yeah.
A little piece about anything about why we think we got it is that, and I think the reason why we have it is the biggest thing in accounting firms is turnover.
Yeah.
You don't like to sit and talk to and tell your personal financial life to a total stranger every year. So,
You're right. That's pretty private stuff.
The folks that work with us have been there for a long time. The people that came with me from Pensacola has been working with me for a long time.
Yeah. There's something to say about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hear that all the time.
And I'll tell you what, there is nobody I am scared of. There is nothing I am more scared of in this world
than the IRS.
You want to talk about, you got nothing, man. They will sneak in and grab you.
I look at IRS notices all the time.
Yeah.
Okay? And I got to say that probably about 6-7 years ago, I had missed on my estimated taxes a little bit, and they sent me an interest bill of like $4.98. And I go to the mailbox and I see something from the IRS and I'm whoop.
You express delivered that thing, didn't
you? Yeah, no, I mean, I did the little jump just like anybody else would. You know, I work with the guys every day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a scary place to be. So file your taxes.
And here's another problem, be a citizen. Too. The IRS is in an organizational nightmare right now. They're making lots of errors.
They're way behind from what I understand.
They're making processing errors.
Yeah.
A warning to all. I've seen some of the most legitimate fraudulent tax notices that I've ever seen in my life within the last 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, they look real and they are fraudulent.
So I love the phone call. Have you got the phone call lately?
It's the translating robot
that's half Russian, half American.
Yeah, they don't even speak English well. So what I want to tell everybody is you're going to get something in writing, never over the phone. But then now, as of recently, I'm seeing stuff in writing that looks incredibly legitimate.
Yeah.
But it's not. You look for a small item like a wrong social security number or something like that. But do not pay these things unless you've talked to an advisor.
Yeah.
Because I can look at them and tell you it's bogus. But I really saw one the other day that I really had to study.
So here's a couple other tips that I've got too. So first of all, the IRS will never call you to tell you they're going to sue you.
They will just sue you.
That's correct.
Number two, do not call the number that's on the letter that you get. Call the number from the IRS on the internet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so because a lot of times they'll switch that number up and you don't even know, right?
Absolutely.
And then one of the other big ones that's happened, this has happened to my CPA friend, is she's been dead twice. Because a social security number got messed up twice. So 2 years in a row, at the same time, some benefit went through, and all of a sudden she was dead. Right?
Yeah, in Pensacola, one of the largest, I would imagine he's probably one of the largest taxpayers in Pensacola. We were notified that he was dead.
Yeah.
But the big thing,
he's like, I'm right here. I'm not dead yet.
You know, the big thing where most of the fraud comes into play, and they've fixed it a little bit. Basically, for the first time this year, they wouldn't issue a refund after like February 22nd, okay? Mm-hmm. What they were doing is that people were stealing kids' Social Security numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the deal was W-2s don't get sent to Social Security until the IRS till the end of February.
Sure.
So what they were doing is they were generating a bogus W-2, getting a big refund before the W-2s were even sent to the government.
Arrived.
Yeah. And so then when the parent would go to file the return, it'd hang their return up.
Yeah.
Now, they've kind of helped that out a little bit by not immediately giving refunds. They've kind of backed it up a little bit. But that's a major, major problem.
Yeah.
And it's slowing down the process.
All the more reasons to get a CPA, because I start reading that stuff and I'm lost.
I agree.
Well, cool. Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming in here today and spending some time with me. You guys have been great guests. And I look forward to probably being back here again. What do y'all think of the theater?
I love it.
Have you guys been out here to see a show yet?
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
How is it?
Fantastic.
That's what
Fantastic.
I've heard.
I've seen many shows in here.
Both plays. And you see music in here as well?
Yes. Yes. The acoustics are naturally wonderful. It was originally created as a vaudeville stage. And the acoustics are just phenomenal. But I've seen all kinds of different shows in here.
Very cool. So we're going to have to come back, man.
They had
some rock and roll in here, and I bet it sounded sweet, man. All this old wood and stuff. So, okay, well, cool. Very cool for hanging out again. Yeah. Thank you all very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
You guys can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pcola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.